Congress has taken a stab at reducing spam. The House of Representatives yesterday gave final approval to a bill designed to slow the torrent of unwanted email that's increasingly clogging inboxes. The Controlling the Assault of Non-Solicited Pornography and Marketing, or CAN-SPAM Act, now goes to President Bush, who's expected to sign it. For those internet users not interested in herbal supplements, home loans, or assisting the occasional displaced Nigerian millionaire, spam is annoying and costly. It now accounts for over half of all email traffic. That's up from only about 7% in 2001. The new law aims to eliminate the most extreme tactics used by internet marketers, including forging email addresses or using misleading subject lines. Spammers will also be required to take unsubscribe requests and to clearly mark all messages that include pornographic content. And the law empowers the Federal Trade Commission to create a national Do Not Spam list modeled after the Do Not Call registry. The worst offenders could be subject to jail time and multi-million-dollar fines. The bill's detractors say they're upset that the new law will supersede tougher state laws, including a California law that was set to take effect on January 1st that would have banned all unsolicited email advertising. Critics also say because so much spam comes from overseas, there's little hope that inboxes will be clearing up anytime soon. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards.